Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Whoa, it's a windy, windy day in Chicago. You know, they say that Chicago is known for their wind. If you just wait a minute, it'll change. But actually, Chicago is known for its politics. Vote early and often. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Log on, blogtalkradio.com, and click on the thousands of shows and millions of listeners. You know, our world is shrinking. There's a golden thread that connects all of us. Now, really, when you think about it, we have a heart, we have a lungs, we have eyes, we have ears. The only thing that separates us from each other are choices, our thinking. You aren't what you think you are what you think. I'm inviting you to call in. 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure to log on to my website, simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. C-A-T-H-I, click on all of C buttons, and be sure to click on video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. Hey, Willie Shakes is having a birthday April 23rd, and Roger and I are going to perform Timeless Rhythms of Soul. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Oh, you'll just love it. Okay, scroll down to books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, nonfiction. Self-published, you could get it through me, or, you know, I'm the only one that has it. It's ebook and a soft book. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Just learn my methods, secrets, and techniques. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have found the secrets to the Fountain of Youth. Nonfiction. Decades in research and development. Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. We bared our heart and our soul. It's available at Author House. This is not a coffee table book. No, 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 no. All of the books that I'm talking about today, and there are four of them, should be on your desk, just a reach away. Scroll down. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, selected and introduced by David Ricklin. My dear, 101 of us shared with you the solution to the tragedies, the problems, the upsets, the roadblocks that we had in our life. We want to help you. And you're not in this alone. Get the book. Amazon.com or self-growth. The Heart of the Lion. My trip to Africa. Are you writing a journal when you take a trip? That journal could be turned into a best-selling book. And when I read the journal, oh, the memories that come back. Traversing the Maasai Mara and the Serengeti. Viewing the wildebeest, the migration of the wildebeest, and the desert rose, Samburu, Kilagudi, Amboseli, Kenya, magnificent. Just magnificent. The book is available at Ex Libris or Amazon.com. And they're all nonfiction. Now, The Heart of the Lion is fiction and nonfiction. You decide what chapter or the undercurrent of the theme is nonfiction. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And what I'm going to do before I get started on... Hey, who knew? 13 things your dog knows about you. You know, I'm convinced the dogs are human beings. Oh, did you listen to yesterday's show? It's archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And go to March 15th. The Republicans and the Democrats. Dogs and cats. See the similarity. It was meant to be. It was almost serendipitous when I brought the two together. All right, a little sidebar. Before I introduce you to my stellar sponsors, by the way, Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I really think of it as my partners, and these are people that know how to market. They're brilliant, and it's a learning curve for all of us. I have a 10-week introductory offer. I work with you on your commercial after we've checked each other out to make sure that we resonate. And then guess what? You have your own show. And then I send you the link, and you send it to your email database. And encourage them, invite them to send it to their email database, and so on and so on. 5 minutes, you have circled the world. And I love getting calls from out of this world. So don't hesitate to call in. 347-637-3789. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And I have to admit, the election is over with, but we have the biggie coming up in November. But at least we'll have a little time frame where we could get away from their incessant babble, babble, babble. Please listen to yesterday's show. You will love it. You will absolutely love it. Now, today, we're going to talk about what your dog knows about you. And then Thursday, St. Patrick's Day, the dog whisperer. Can dogs learn from their misfortune? On Friday, doggy therapy, the emotional benefits of owning an animal. I just went online and I think this happened, allegedly happens in Chile. When people want to get rid of their dog, they put them in a sack and tie the knot and throw them into a tar pit. Did you hear me, what they do? And this one dog was rescued, and now they're recognizing that many people are doing that. You know what I want to do? Now, this is me. I take full responsibility. I want to put the human being in a sack, tie them like they did the dog, and throw them in the tar pit. You know, you could scream and holler all you want about the Eastern philosophies, and I don't agree with all of them. But let me tell you, how cruel and evil can that be? How cruel and evil? Or having a pet for the longest time and decide that you just don't want the pet anymore and take it miles away from where you live and let the dog out of the car and then you pull away? Obviously, you know that I'm an animal activist. And you see, whatever you do to an animal, I want you to visit that on you. Call in 347-637-3789. Do you know what your dog knows about you? Well, we're going to find out. Michma Vidit. We'll find out. In the meantime, I want to acknowledge my stellar sponsors. Iron Workers and Impact. Manly men and women, did you know that many women are iron workers? I married an iron worker. And while he was working, he told me about the women on the job. Oh, they could hold their own. They thralled like bull, my mother would say. My Hungarian mother and Croatian father, I learned so much from them. But Impact in Iron Workers? Titanics, shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They work hand in glove with iron workers. They have each other's back, and they work together to strengthen and design our beautiful world. Do you realize that without iron workers, the trades, the construction, nothing would be standing? There wouldn't be a road. There wouldn't be a bridge. I wouldn't be sitting in my apartment. I wouldn't be climbing the John Hancock or the Presidential Towers or the Oak Brook Terrace without iron workers. Log on. Impact-net.org. To find out more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Yeah, you do have to qualify. But can you imagine 3 to 4 years being an apprentice? And while you're learning, you're being paid. Your health care kicks into place, so does your pension. Now, how sweet is that? What do you want? A career or a job? It's your choice. Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. 2009 National Gold Medal Award winners. They stood on the top of the mountain for their excellence, their caring. Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful facility, and the programs are there for you. Look in the mirror. Are you bored and lonely? Yeah, guess what? It's your choice. Log on, heparks.org. March 16th, oh, I think we're a month away from the tax man cometh. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. You can email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Did you know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health? Looks do matter. Do you know that stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body and it shows on your face and it destroys the happiness in your body? The body and the brain do talk to each other. Premature aging is connected to stress and not taking care of yourself, not investing in you. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth. Secrets of a Spring Chicken. You know how to do that. Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. You're walking around with TNT, toxic negative thinking? get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And to get to know Edith up close and personal, you could log on ENAMM.com. How's your life going? Did you wake up this morning? Did you pet your dog or hug your cat? Did you hug yourself? Are you miserable? Didn't have enough money last month to pay your bills? How about considering a home-based business? You know they are exploding. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is the desire to achieve. Do you believe in yourself? More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. I started mine when I was 21 years old. 25. Are you having trouble paying your bills? Are you an entrepreneur? Are you a retired senior? Have you been fired? Are you a solopreneur? And you don't have to invest huge capital. I didn't. Let's see, I wanted to change my Y to an I. And Grandma E and I went to a lawyer, and I invested $2. So it is legal. It's Kathy, C-A-T-H-I. You know, there is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and have money at the end of the month. And being the CEO of your own business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself. Do you believe in yourself? Did I pique your interest? You know how to get in touch with me. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And it is my pleasure to share with you. This is an exciting week. You know, I can't help but think about the candidates, the political campaign yesterday. I wonder what their puppy dogs were saying about them. So, let's find out about you. First of all, do you have a dog? Do you have a cat? 347-637-3789. Does your dog think you're a generous person or not? Did you know that your dog makes judgments about you based on your actions? When you have a negative feeling about a person, your dog can hear your breathing patterns change and observe your body stiffen slightly. How many times do you turn on TV or read in the paper how the dogs have saved lives? They're just brilliant. And our puppy dogs really, they say, you humans are like sponges. They know where we've been. You pick up volatile organic compounds from everything you walk by or touch. And you want to know what? I know when you're coming home. And I can tell when you've had a fight with your spouse. So, what does your dog know about you? Oh, they're so smart. They are so smart. And you know what's really brilliant? If you have an illness, and in this article that I got from one of the books that I get, let me see, what was it? Reader's Digest. You may have cancer. Some of us are being taught to detect different types of cancer by smelling certain chemicals that cancer cells can emit. In some studies, dogs were 88% accurate in detecting breast cancer and 99% accurate in detecting lung cancer. Aren't they brilliant? Oh, we know when you're coming home. We've learned your schedule. And we know roughly when to expect you back at the house each day. But even if you get home at an odd hour, I can pick out the sound of your particular car coming down the street. And I'm always listening for it. Is your puppy dog happy to see you? Okay, you had a fight with your spouse. Even if you don't yell in front of me, I may notice your clipped tone of voice, the fact that neither of you is speaking, the stiffness of your posture, or the agitated way you're walking or opening drawers. Did you know that some of us get sick to our stomachs when our owners are fighting? When you need protection, do I sleep cuddled up next to your bed instead of my usual spot? And if your spouse is out of town, don't I cuddle up to you? Don't I stay closer to your leg than normal when we walk through a dark area? Did you know that I can smell the adrenaline your body releases when you're scared? And I'm also more vigilant anytime someone in the household is missing. We dogs are amazing. Oh, you're going on a trip. I hate it when you leave, so I've learned to pick out all the clues when a departure is imminent. Suitcases pulled from the closet or the way you always spread clothes out on your bed. Some of us start to shake and pant because our anxiety spikes. Well, yeah, we feel bad. One study found that playing classical music for us when we're alone can help us calm down. You know, you're a sucker for our baby dog, puppy dog eyes. Researchers have found that your body releases the same hormone, oxytocin, the same chemical that's released when you look at your baby when we make eye contact with you. So there's a reason we gaze at you lovingly when we want something. It works. And can you fall in love? Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and go through the test. Get your spouse, sit down, knees touching, hold hands, and stare into each other's eyes for 4 minutes. And by the way, we know what your intentions are. We can pick up on nearly interceptible signals in your body language, a darting of your eyes, or the way you grab the leash that tell me what you're planning. In one study, dogs were easily able to identify the location of hidden food simply by following a human gaze. Oh, we know when you're not feeling well. We can be trained to sniff out everything from a drop in your blood sugar to a migraine. A growing number of epileptic patients are getting dogs that alert them to a seizure before it happens. At one Hawaiian hospital, dogs sniffed out urinary tract infections in paralyzed patients who couldn't report symptoms. Aren't they amazing? Aren't they amazing? Oh. I know when your baby is weak. I know your little one is a member of my pack, and I also know that she's the most vulnerable. Because I have a strong instinct to guard my family members, I can be extremely protective. That's why I bark aggressively when someone approaches a stroller, and why you should be vigilant if someone is playing with your child when I'm around. If I mistakenly think she is getting hurt, I may attack. Yeah, we're humans. Oh, you're bummed out. Did you know that we're masters at reading your body language and emotional state? One study found that we could tell if someone's sad simply by reading facial expressions. Even if I'm looking at a photo of just half a face, I'm also more likely to approach someone who is crying than someone humming or talking, an indication of empathy. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Do you know what your dog thinks about you? In Science of Mind, Murphy's Dogma, Pause with Perspective. Murphy is the dog, the human whisperer. And he watches over the human, Reverend Bob Lunkin, when he isn't working on his column. But this is what Murphy has to say. This is what Murphy, in his mind's eye, envisions and imagines oneness. Pause with perspective. I love to crawl up into bed with my people. Laying up against them and feeling their heartbeat is just as good as chasing my ball. You know what, though? I've noticed a lot of people don't like me to touch them. I've also noticed that a lot of people don't seem to like touching each other. That seems odd to me. I think many humans may have forgotten that we only look like we are separate. The truth is that we're all invisibly connected, and that means we are really are one. Skin appears to separate us, but if you could see what I see, you would know that there is an energy around each of us that connects us. You know, in my world, the smell of your thoughts, the taste of your feelings linger in the air. And your thoughts change the color of the air around you. When you feel love or anger, an area several feet around you is filled with your feelings. But you see, because you're not a dog and can't smell or sense the way I do, you may find this hard to believe. And yes, I do smell and sense the energy around me. So you know what I want you to do? It's a challenge. For the next day, next few days, just pretend that you and your family share the same body, but that each of you has a unique individualization of thought. Now listen to people with that in mind. Look for the connection and overlap. While it will become difficult to see yourself as separate from your family. What a good exercise in imagination for you every single day. And this is Murphy's Dogma. Imagine oneness. My people went on a cruise and left me with some friends. As long as I can eat when I'm hungry and drink when I'm thirsty, I'm fine. Shortly after arriving at their house, my friends told me I was going to a meeting. I don't get to go to many meetings with humans. I was surprised to hear humans talking about strength, hope, and recovery. This was my first meeting. And my name is Murphy. And tomorrow, you will hear the rest of the story. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And I'm asking you, what does your dog know about you? They are incredible, intuitive, loving human beings. I see them as humans. Until tomorrow, au revoir.